Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Scott Milligan, CFO of Morneo Sabeco. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is MSI.UN. And Morneo Sabeco Income Fund is the largest Canadian-owned firm providing human resource consulting and outsourcing services. Thanks for joining us today, Scott.
Glad to do it, Juan.
Great. Now, getting right into it, what were some of the value drivers behind the company's quarterly results?
Yeah, so we released results on Wednesday this week, revenue that was up about 8%, most of that organic, so good organic growth, and an improvement in margins and improvement in our balance sheet. So those were the big drivers.
Great. And so talk a little bit about, you know, some of the company's main products and services and where we may be able to find them.
Sure. Primarily, we're, as you said, a human resource consulting and outsourcing firm. A long history of pension and benefit consulting, as well as a developing outsourcing business over the last 10 years. And then in addition, about a year ago, we purchased the largest provider of employee assistance service products in Canada. So that gives us a very broad set of products in the human resource consulting and outsourcing.
Great. And so in terms of what are the market trends, what are some of the market trends and how well positioned is the company to capitalize on them?
Well, we are the leader in our space, in most of the spaces we compete specifically in. We're the largest outsourcer in Canada, and we're also the largest employee assistance provider. And the trends in that space continue to be very positive for a lot of reasons. You know, as companies continue to look for cost advantage and productivity, they're looking to us to provide those services to them on an outsourced basis versus versus doing it themselves, mainly because we can, you know, our scale allows us to provide those services on a very cost competitive basis.
Great. And so what are some of the other factors that differentiates the company from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, what makes us a little bit different is the fact that we offer a full suite of products, not only the consulting and outsourcing, but also more broadly into the employee assistance business. So that allows us to compete in some fields in attendance management and disability management. So we're helping companies identify and deal with issues of employee absence up front and get those dealt with in a more efficient manner, and that allows them to get their employees back more quickly, and hence increases their productivity.
Great. Yeah, it makes sense. And so now the company recently, Bill Morneo was named executive chairman. Alan Torrey is now the president. You're the CFO. So perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Scott, as well as that of some of the key management at Morneo Sabeco.
Bill Morneo has been president and also CEO for a number of years, and has been in the business. This is really an evolution. Built more as the company's gotten significantly large to allow him to focus on.
Oh, can you repeat the last part? The phone's cutting off, I think. Just repeat the last part about Bill.
Yes, in all of CEO and but yeah. He's done on the strongest. Then as the company.
Hello?
Business.
Great. And so, and as far as, continue, please.
Yeah. And in terms of my background, I spent the last 6 years in the semiconductor business at Xilinx Semiconductor, financial officer. The vast majority of years in the in a number of roles in the industry between Campbell Soup and Pepsi.
Great. Oh, can you go through through Bill's again? Because I think it cut off when you were certain parts of when you're saying going through
sure.
the experience.
Yeah. So Bill has been the chairman and the CEO for a number of years, and has been in the business for many years, and he's focusing his efforts on external development with clients, which is what he enjoys doing and what he does very well for us.
Well, good. And so, what are some of the milestones and the goals that the management team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Yeah, we're we're focused on the business with a number of new clients expanded mandates with existing. We're continue to grow the business. The opportunity around continuing to help drive productivity through health management, our disability management and attendance support businesses is our biggest single opportunity as we go forward. In addition, as we've brought the AP business through Chappelle together with Morneau Tobacco, there are a number of clients where product or service to, and there's an opportunity to and cross-sell across our various product lines to those customers, and we're focused on that as well.
Okay, great. And in terms of investors and the investment community, do you believe, Scott, that the company's investment story and Morneau Tobacco's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
I think just over a year ago, and given the uncertainty in markets over the last year, I think there's been a fair bit of skepticism, might be the right word, in terms of people wanting to see us demonstrate the proof of this acquisition has demonstrated good results over the last couple of quarters, both in the growing top line and also expanding margins. I think that has helped hundreds in the story.
And so what do you think is missing, or what do you think that investors are missing from your story that if they understood would cause a higher valuation of your stock price?
I think, like I said, there was probably some uncertainty around a major opportunity to take on.
The what?
The year of the acquisition, but also we did. Yeah. With debt in the current market, I think that's probably improve that the profitability will be there. That will abate. Might have.
Okay, and so in terms of M&A, will you consider more M&A for this year? And if so, what are some of the synergies that you look for?
Historically, a number of talking